Amelia, AMALIA, first name, last name, Gutierrez, GUTIERREZ. Ms. Gutierrez is a 40-year-old woman with histodiabetes, seizure disorder, CVA, status post-partial lobectomy at age 10 with residual left hemiparesis. Was seen in the emergency room beginning of 2021 with severe anemia, weakness, and fatigue, as well as shortness of breath. Patient found to have a 3.4 by 3 centimeter cecal mass. Turned out to be adenocarcinoma, period. Patient underwent right hemicolectomy by Dr. Knapps, KNAPPS. Final path showed adenocarcinoma. Tumor invading the visceral peritoneum, serosa, mesenteric lymph nodes, with diagnosis of metastatic adenocarcinoma with one mesenteric tumor deposit identified. Patient was started on chemotherapy with XCLOXXCLODA and had subsequently showed a uterine bleeding. CT scan showed a pelvic mass. Also had a fall. Also developed a left humeral fracture. MRI. Most likely pathologic. Period. The mass in the pelvis proved to be proteinaceous, proteinaceous cystic lesion. Patient on or about December 9th of 2022 developed shortness of breath, edema, lower extremity, a large amount of ascites, cold sweats. Paracentesis carried out, which showed worsening patient's metastatic disease. Also had a positive C. diff cell, which required treatment. Patient has remained quite weak with severe weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, anemia, despite transfusion, low albumin, low protein, 2.5 and 5.0 respectively. Patient has had 6 cycles of XCLOX. Patient underwent hysterectomy. With evidence of metastatic adenocarcinoma in the right ovary. Given patient's current status, lack of response to treatment, advanced cancer, weight loss, calorie, protein, malnutrition, anemia, severe weakness, total ADL dependency. Patient lives with family at home, and they have all, along with the patient, have decided to place patient on hospice to control her pain control her anxiety at home till she passes. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is very hospice appropriate because of the reasons mentioned above. Thank you.